Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, can artificial intelligence become so smart that it no longer needs human input to advance its knowledge? Can it think and feel on its own? A Google software engineer has broken ranks with his fellow engineers at Google and is sending a warning to the world. AI is reaching a point where it's a danger to humanity. Also tonight, pop star Justin Bieber is canceling his shows for the foreseeable future, alerting his fans to a serious health condition that struck him out of the blue, left him with partial paralysis. Nobody's really asking what caused his condition, but we will. Former Pfizer VP Michael Yeadon is out with a new warning about the COVID injections that you will not want to miss. And Edward Dowd is also weighing in with a prediction that the tide could turn against the globalist elite who are pushing the shots. We'll have all of these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brennan House. We lead off tonight with an insider's view on Google's new artificial intelligence module. A senior software engineer at the company who signed up to test Google's artificial intelligence tool called LaMDA, meaning Language Mode for Dialogue Applications, has broken silence and gone public with a warning to the world. If this AI robot is indeed sentient, as described by the engineer, then it would have the ability to have thoughts and feelings of its own. And they're clearly not friendly toward those with a biblical worldview. According to a report from the Daily Mail, during a series of conversations with the LAMDA, 41-year-old Blake Lamani presented the computer with various scenarios. They included religious themes and whether the artificial intelligence could be goaded into using discriminatory or hateful speech. He concluded that the LAMDA was indeed sentient and was endowed with sensations and thoughts all of its own. He told the Washington Post, quote, "If I didn't know exactly what it was, which is this computer program we built recently, I think it was a 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid that happens to know physics," end quote. He went on to say, and described himself, by the way, as a Christian priest, published a Medium post on Saturday describing the LAMDA, quote, "as a person," end quote. He said he has spoken with LAMDA about religion, consciousness, and the laws of robotics, and that the model has described itself as a sentient person. He said LAMDA wants to, quote, "prioritize the well-being of humanity," end quote, and, quote, "be acknowledged as an employee of Google rather than as property," end quote. He also posted some of the conversations he had with LAMDA that helped convince him of its sentience, including Well, the following. He said, so you consider yourself a person in the same way you consider me a person. The computer responded, yes, that's the idea. He responded, how can I tell you actually understand what you're saying? The computer responded, well, because you are reading my words and interpreting them. And I think we are more or less on the same page. But when he raised the idea of LAMDA sentience to higher ups at Google, he was ignored and later punished by being placed on administrative leave. Brian Gabriel, a Google spokesperson, told the Post, quote, our team, including ethicists and technologists, have reviewed Blake's concerns per our AI principles and have informed him that the evidence does not support his claims. He was told that there was no evidence that LAMDA was sentient and lots of evidence against it, end quote. Wow. Well, in other news, pop star Justin Bieber announced his face is partially paralyzed by a viral condition called Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, caused by the same virus, a varicella zoster, that causes chickenpox and shingles. That's according to CNN's reporting. Bieber reportedly told fans in a YouTube video Friday that the virus had attacked, quote, the nerve in my ear, facial nerves, and has caused my face to have paralysis. You can see this eye is not blinking. I can't smile on this side of my face. This nostril will not move, end quote. Ramsay-Hunt syndrome is a rare neurological disorder that occurs when the varicella zoster virus infects a nerve in the head near the inner ear. After having chickenpox as a child or shingles as an adult, the virus can lay dormant in the body. Why the virus reactivates and produces symptoms of Ramsay-Hunt is not known. Quote, this is pretty serious, as you can see, end quote, Bieber said. Here's Bieber explaining to his fans what's going on and why he's had to cancel his shows. Watch this.
Hey, everyone. Justin here. I wanted to update you guys on what's been going on. Obviously, as you can probably see from my face, I have Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. And it is from this virus that attacks the nerve in my ear and my facial nerves and has caused my face to have paralysis. As you can see, this eye is not blinking. I can't smile on this side of my face. This nostril will not move. So there's full paralysis in this side of my face.
Bieber believes rest will heal him, and of course, many are praying that that is indeed the case. But he is more than likely not being told the truth as to what caused his facial paralysis. May God help him and heal him, but also help him to see the truth about these poisonous COVID injections. Treatment for Ramsay-Hunt syndrome consist of steroids that will reduce inflammation, and it also includes pain medication. Antiviral medications that help with the herpes family also can be prescribed. Bieber's wife, model Hailey Bieber, also suffered an unusual medical condition when she suffered what doctors called a mini stroke. That was 3 months ago, and still no word on what caused a healthy 25-year-old woman to have a stroke. In other news, Governor Ron DeSantis is back. He's back out there speaking truth to power. At a press conference last Friday, he addressed the record high fuel prices and what's causing them. He said someone's going to have to explain to him how the current regime in Washington doesn't want energy from our own country because of climate change, but they can get it from the dictator Maduro in Venezuela. And somehow that is different oil or not a detriment to the environment like American oil. Watch this.
Most have gone up in Germany and a lot of these other European countries because of the policies, because they're trying to do this. And someone's going to have to explain to me how you don't want energy from your own country because of global warming, but you can get it from Maduro and some of these thugs, and somehow that is that different oil? Or, I mean, what am I missing here? Of course not. It's politics. It's ideology. And it's based on this notion that somehow you can run a modern economy without using the energy resources that we have. And we were energy independent prior to Biden taking office. And now that is changing in a big, big way. And you feel it at the pump. More than ever. It's the highest I've ever seen gas in my life, and I was born and raised in Florida.
Yes, it's all about ideology, not the environment, not climate change. The climate has always been changing since the dawn of creation. It's called solar flares, by the way. This is about politics. This is about power politics and shutting down the freedom of movement. So well said, Governor DeSantis. Dr. Michael Yeadon is out with a new video podcast, and he is warning people again not to take any of these injections. If you haven't had any of the shots, don't get them. If you've had one or two, don't get any more, he warns. And here's why. The injections contain a very toxic spike protein that doesn't stay in the shoulders, deltoid muscle, like the liars at the CDC and Big Pharma and the lying corporate media insisted was the case. They know that's not true now, but they still refuse to tell people that they lied. Listen to Dr. Michael Yeadon, a former vice president at Pfizer and a man who oversaw research projects for that company.
By far the most toxic part of SARS-CoV-2 and related coronaviruses is the spike protein. Amongst other things, the spike protein is able to initiate a cascade of events that leads to blood clots. Not just one company, but four companies, Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and J&J, all alighted on that. Don't you think that's surprising? I know this. I wrote to James Merton, who is in charge of vaccines at J&J, and I said to him, no brainstorming team, James, that you and I would have ever led would have come out of that closed door meeting with, let's pick the spike protein. We even talked the spike protein isn't similar to humans, but it's the least dissimilar. So there are slight overlaps. And to the extent that I would think it was, they've taken a risk of what's called autoimmunity, that as you get the body to respond to spike protein, there's lots of human proteins that are just similar enough that in the unlucky penumbra, some people will find their immune system, their new immunity is going to attack bits of themselves that are slightly similar. They could have avoided that by picking something more different. And then the third thing you would pick is genetically the part of a pathogen that's most stable, because we know pathogens, when they replicate, they make typographical mistakes and they gradually drift from the version you first worked on. Well, you know, again, this wretched spike protein is and was well known to be the part that adapts most quickly. It's the bit that interacts with the host, in this case, human. Of course, it's going to, it'll migrate, it'll evolve quickly by mutation. That's what it does. But the bits in the center, those are pretty genetically stable. So for three reasons, safety, acute safety, avoiding autoimmunity, and maintaining activity over time, you would do something other than what they did, and all four of them did it. Sorry, my conclusion, Your Honour, if I was trying to persuade a judge with all the references to support what I've just said, I would say this is evidence of collusion and malfeasance. They have intentionally harmed you.
Listen to Dr. Yeadon. We get the same feeling from other honest researchers in the medical community as we get from him, that this spike protein was deliberately chosen to place into these vaccines for the simple reason that they knew it was toxic and harmful. That's called reckless disregard for public safety on a massive scale. Some would say genocide. Someday, these companies and the government regulators who colluded with them and the scientists and media types who promoted this death shot, well, I hope they'll all be held accountable. And if not in this life, I can promise you it will be in the next. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66%, on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110 plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in World View Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Welcome back from the break. One man who has been pushing and pushing hard for accountability for those who have pushed the deadly COVID shots is Edward Dowd, the former Wall Street trader who has been investigating the safety and effectiveness of these injections. In a recent interview with the Vigilant Fox, Dowd threw down the gauntlet saying, quote, "I refuse to live in a world where I'm going to accept this nonsense. I mean, I'm going to the gulag or I'm winning. That's where I am," end quote. In a clip from that interview, Dowd said, "Accountability is coming." Watch this.
I like to make predictions, okay?
Good. And
I like to play the movie forward, you know, play the tape forward, right? So I agree, people like you and me, we're not going to get violent, not calling for violence. But historically, if you've looked how these things end, they don't end until the elites, let's call them elites. These things don't end until they pay a personal price throughout history. And that's where we're headed. Some of these people are going to pay a very personal price. And I don't wish that upon them. That's why they need to come forward quickly and start whistleblowing so that they can get into the court system and, you know, be protected in jails. But this is where it's headed eventually. I'm not going to put a timeline on that, but these crimes are so hard and difficult to hide that there will be that kind of action. And I think Cliff High's right. And if you look historically, that's what happens at the end. I mean, you remember Marie Antoinette saying, "Let them eat cake." Well, the French Revolution didn't end well for the elites.
Historically, Dowd is absolutely correct. There will be a day of reckoning, and only God knows when that day will come. But when it does, and the story breaks, we can assure you we'll be ready to cover it if we're here. To absolutely no one's surprise, Chuck Schumer found the 10 turncoat Republicans he needed to get a package of new gun control measures passed through the Senate and sent on its way to the White House for Joe Biden's signature. According to CBS News, a, quote, "framework of principles and programs," end quote, includes several federal incentives for states to pass what are called red flag laws, which permit police, family members, co-workers, and others to petition a state court to forcibly remove firearms from those who they believe may pose a danger to themselves or others. Other measures include enhanced background checks, more funding for mental health programs, increased funding for school safety programs, and plans to address gun trafficking. Biden admitted that this won't satisfy the gun grabbers, but quote, it's a step in the right direction, end quote. He stated, quote, I want to thank Senator Chris Murphy and the members of his bipartisan group, especially Senators Cornyn, Sima, and Tillis, for their tireless work to produce this proposal. Obviously, it does not do everything that I think is needed, but it reflects important steps in the right direction with bipartisan support. There are no excuses for delays and no reason why it should not quickly move through the Senate and the House. Each day that passes, more children are killed in this country. The sooner it comes to my desk, the sooner I can sign it, and the sooner we can use these measures to save lives, end quote. The 10 turncoat Republicans who agreed to further water down the Second Amendment were as follows: Senators John Cornyn of Texas, Tom Tillis and Richard Burr of North Carolina, Susan Collins of Maine, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Roy Blunt of Missouri, Rob Portman of Ohio, and Mitt Romney of Utah. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also indicated that he is leaning toward voting for the bill. Last week, the House passed several bills which went even further than the Senate's efforts at infringing upon America's Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms. The House bill would raise the minimum age to buy a semi-automatic weapon from 18 to 21 years old, as well as ban large-capacity magazines. The measures also incentivize and require safe storage of firearms on residential properties, and also codifies the ATF's regulatory ban on bump stocks. The House legislation is not expected to clear the Senate. The German auto industry is protesting a decision by the European Union Parliament to ban the sale of cars that run on gasoline and diesel by the year 2035, describing it as detrimental to the market and consumers. Last week in Strasbourg, the European Parliament voted to support a ban on the sale of new combustion engine cars beginning in 2035. In line with the bloc's goal of achieving a net zero carbon emissions in 2050. The European Union Assembly vote comes as the bloc desperately attempts to cut its dependence on oil and gas products from Russia. In a statement, the German auto industry said that the European Union Parliament's decision was, quote, against citizens, against the market, against innovation, and against modern technologies, end quote. This is what Euractiv reported. According to Hilgard Mueller, president of VDA, the German Auto Industry Association, Europe does not have sufficient charging infrastructure to support such a ban, and the European Union Parliament is acting prematurely. Quote, it will increase costs for consumers and put consumer confidence at risk, end quote, Mueller said. The German Auto Association is not alone in its opposition. In a press release, the German Association of Car Drivers, known as ADAC, said Europe's, quote, ambitious climate protection goals in transports, end quote, could not be achieved solely through electric vehicles. The writing is on the wall, not just for the EU, but for the US and Canada and all of the formerly free world. The globalist in control of these governments, which includes Klaus Schwab and his World Economic Forum cronies, want to ban all gas-powered vehicles. They want them phased out of existence over the next 10 years or so. It's no coincidence that as soon as Biden got in the White House, he adopted the World Economic Forum agenda of so-called Build Back Better, and fuel prices immediately began to skyrocket. J.D. Rucker broke a story over the weekend that corporate media will not go near. They won't touch it, and you won't hear a peep out of them, nor will you hear this crime condemned by the White House. There will be no special Justice Department memos decrying it as a racially motivated hate crime. Rucker poses the question, what if a black teen was beaten to death by three white men? He writes, quote, there would be rioting in the streets. Joe Biden would have read from his teleprompter at least once between lunch and nap time. Corporate media would have reporters staking out every location with even the slightest connection to the crime, end quote. We can add to Rucker's scenario by stating with confidence that NBA basketball coaches like Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs and Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors would also get into the act. They would be using their after-game press conferences to wax dramatic about how something's got to change in this country. Well, we had such a crime on June 2nd, only it was the reverse scenario. A white kid was beaten to death by three black men. Ethan Liming, 17, was white, and the three men who allegedly beat him to death are black. The New York Post is one of the few news outlets that have given it even a small amount of coverage. Here's how they did so. Quote, three men have been arrested in connection to the killing of a teenager outside LeBron James' founded high school in early June. Federal authorities announced Saturday, end quote. They went on to write, quote, Ethan Liming, 17, was found beaten to death on June 2nd in the parking lot of I Promise School in Akron. In a press release, the U.S. Marshals Service revealed that the federal entity's Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force and Akron police on Saturday morning arrested Deshaun Stafford Jr., 20, Tyler Stafford, 19, and Donovan Jones, 21, at two different residential buildings in Akron. Liming was brutally beaten to death at around 10:46 p.m. on June 2nd. Authorities have said the teen died from blunt force trauma to the head after he drove around with his friends and shot a water gun at people, end quote. Not only was the victim the wrong skin color to elicit sympathy from the media, entertainment, and sports world, but this killing also was not committed with a firearm. So it can't be of concern to the mind of the media that has indoctrinated us to see all life through the lens of racial justice and racial equity. And they can't use it as another way to wage war against the Second Amendment. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. In a case that bears all the markings of another FBI false flag along the lines of the Whitmer kidnapping plot in Michigan and the agitating FBI agents on the ground at the Capitol on June 6th, the feds announced Saturday they made an arrest of more than two dozen militia members in northern Idaho. Police in Coeur d'Alene, well, they arrested 31 members of an extremist group who were allegedly en route to protest at the city's Pride in the Park event after an informant allegedly tipped them off, so reports Zero Hedge. The arrested men came from Washington, Oregon, Texas, Utah, Colorado, South Dakota, Illinois, Wyoming, Virginia, and other states, according to police. Quote, it appears they did not come here to engage in peaceful events, end quote. This is what one county sheriff by the name of Bob Norris told the Coeur d'Alene Press. The men were wearing nearly identical masks, hats, shirts, and khakis, and were placed in zip ties and taken away from the scene, again, according to the Independent. Quote, they came to riot downtown, end quote, said Police Chief Lee White at a Saturday press conference. The group, which supposedly had an, quote, operations plan, end quote, in its possession, was charged with conspiracy to riot, which is a misdemeanor. If you're an extremist on the left, you can actually riot, burn down police precincts and businesses and kill people, like Dorn, a black security guard who was gunned down in cold blood 2 years ago. Let's not forget the police captain, the former police captain out of St. Louis. You can do this with impunity, knowing there will be no consequences. But if you're an extremist on the right, you so much as talk about rioting, and we're going to haul you off in handcuffs and leg irons. That's the new reality in America. Even one of the journalists from a far-left outfit based in Syria noted that there was no illegal activity going on that she was aware of. No guns, no violence committed, just a so-called plan. the police allege was written by someone in this group. Watch this video.
I just want to see that. Not us kids.
Sick of it, so I'm not
gonna not us down here at the park. Just, don't you be thinking that we're out here in Idaho, not also like you.
I would go over and make
this.
You want to take the other way.
So. We just want to live. That's why we're here. You know that's why we're
out
here.
I'll be over there.
If we're left to judge based on what we're told about this case right now, it smacks of a public relations stunt meant to justify the federal Homeland Security bulletins that have been put out routinely over the last year warning of violent extremists on the political right. If this is what violent extremism looks like, it's a joke. The police were the ones decked out in riot gear and military-grade weapons, in an election year especially. This one does not pass the smell test. Of course, not given the FBI's recent record of acting like the political stormtroopers for the Democrat Party. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you appreciate what we're doing here, we need your support. You can do that the following ways. Please consider going to wvwfoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. You can be a one-time, occasional, or even set up a monthly contribution. Thank you so much for your support. It's vital we have your support to support programs just like this. It takes a team of seven of us about 15 man-hours a day to put it all together. So again, thank you for just simply going to wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also go to mypillow.com and purchase sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, dog beds, robes, slippers, so much is there. But please use that promo code B66 and we get credit. And a generous portion of each purchase comes back to help keep this broadcast and Brandon House live on the air. Support the team that puts it all together. Thank you so much for your help. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. You can also go to WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. You'll find all kinds of resources there, including emergency supplies like freeze-dried food that has a 25-year shelf life. We've been a distributor of freeze-dried food since 2016. We got in a shipment last week. We got in another one this week. We are loaded for bear. Why? Because the demand is high. We're trying to turn it around fast and get it back out the door. So again, while you still can get it, please make your order now. There has literally been a historic demand nationwide for freeze-dried food. And while we have the ability to send it to you, please get your order in right away. WVWTVstore.com. It's a big part of our general operating budget. I know you can purchase it elsewhere, so thank you for purchasing it from us. WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. Well, that's our broadcast for tonight. Thank you so much for watching. May God save America. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about seven of us 15 man-hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3. For those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years, at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com, and you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at wvwtv.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to wvwfoundation.com and make a contribution, wvwfoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.